The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney, with his son, Connor Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 35 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investing strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, Ken and Connor present this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and they answer your questions. Now, here's Ken and Connor Mahoney with A GPS for Your Finances.
Welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your co-host, Ken Mahoney, along with my son, Connor Mahoney, both of Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley, right here on 100.7 WHUD. It's where Generation X meets Gen Z with questions and answers. Your questions and our answers. Now, we cultivate these questions throughout the week from clients, prospective clients, and through administrative staff. So if you have a question, we hope that we're answering the same question. And throughout the show, our goal is to simplify this complex financial world around us. And wow, what a week. I mean, Dow over 40,000, first time ever over 40,000. Of course, I give the market report. Some of you probably hear me in the morning. And I got my horn out. Dun, 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 dun. I don't know. Can you do better sound than that, Connor? Like a horn?
It's like...
There you go. So we had it actually hidden since March, mid-March last time the market was setting records. I guess it took a month off in April. April showers now have led to May flowers. But it's really interesting to see the Dow over 40,000 and the trumpets come out at the same time. All right. So we have a lot of good questions this week with, gosh, so much happened. Fed Chair spoke this week, yep. CPI, PPI, the Dow. And I don't get to see these questions ahead of time. So it's always kind of fun and great. Of course, I love sharing this stuff with my son, Connor Mahoney. So, okay, Connor, reach into your bag of tricks and pull out what you got there.
Sure. Okay. So what are your takeaways from the PPI, the Producer Price Index, and the CPI, Consumer Price Index reports from this past week?
Yes, I'll give it a shot. And of course, you got an angle on it too. So I think both were tamer than, actually PPI was a little bit hotter than expected, but more importantly, PPI is what Producer Price Index. It's what companies pay. But the real one is the Consumer Price Index, right? That's the one that's led the Fed to say, hey, we're going to not cut rates anytime soon. And we're going to go to, probably higher for longer because we can't get that stinking inflation down. And for 6 months in a row, inflation came in higher than expected. And on Wednesday of this week, came in lower than expected. What was it? 0.3% versus estimations of 0.4%. Look, inflation is still kind of sticky. Housing is a component that's not going to go away. Energy is volatile, as we know. Food is still kind of going up a few percent a year. But really what it means is the Fed has no way to raise rates at this point. Probably not going to cut rates in this announcement, but we got through it. We got through with actually the market setting records. So that's kind of good news. It's not so much what happens, it's the reaction to what happens. In this case, the market liked that the CPI for once in 6 months came in lower than expected.
Yeah, no, it's been too hot, kind of. Or basically, it's not been horrible. It's just been going kind of sideways. If you look at a chart, right. Like the big spike, CPI was up like 8 or 9%. That was terrible. But then has a nice trajectory downwards. But now it's got stuck going sideways. And this one was finally okay, coming down a little lower. So, yeah, that's. I think the market just wants to see low inflation for many reasons.
Yeah, I mean, look, it was late October. Yeah. Remember that when the Fed said, "Hey, higher for longer, we're going to cut rates." That's because inflation was coming down at that point, and it just kind of raised its ugly head again.
Yeah, yeah, and holding steady here is fine. The market's just not seeing too many issues with the economy or different data points start coming in. So I guess that's kind of why I take it in stride, and it's moved up quite a bit in the last couple of weeks.
That's right. It's almost a Goldilocks environment for stock investing. Again, not for other areas of the economy and so forth. But, not too hot for the Fed to raise rates. Not too cold either, because the first quarter corporate earnings were pretty strong. And a decent tailwind with the economy helps that as well. Look, the target of getting inflation down to 2%, I think that ship has sailed. We're probably not going to see that for some time. And hopefully the Fed is not glued on that concept either. But it's probably more than 2%. And I've always said over the years and over the decades, it's really about your personal index or your personal inflation index. And for most people that are listening, it's a heck of a lot more than what the government reports, because in your own world, healthcare costs have gone quite a bit. We've had clients with long-term healthcare, seen the premiums go up 20%, sales tax, property tax, in your real world, you're probably like 3, 4, 5, 6%. Again, but we're just taking the government numbers as they are, and not trying to read into them too much of how they create those numbers. But at the end of the day, you know, it's something you have to deal with when you start planning your future. I know a lot of times we do a lot of planning, and we look at, hey, what are your expenses going to be? And they say, oh, it's $60,000 when I retire. And then they used to, and then say 10 years out, oh, still $60,000. Oh, 20. No, you have to factor in inflation. If it's $60,000 day one, then maybe you need $63,000 next year to keep your purchasing power, to keep up the cost of inflation. And after that, maybe it's $68,000. So, you know, we run a lot of projections around this, but every now and then I'll see somebody come in, they did their own projections and they'll use that example, $60,000. I'm like, okay, where's the inflation rate, buddy? You know, it's like, you got to factor that in, unfortunately, you know?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Unfortunately. All right. So what else do you have in your bag? Let's have another comment on the CPI, PPI.
Not quite, but this is kind of...
It's a sigh of relief, though, right?
I mean, next one.
Yeah.
Yeah. All so right, so am I good?
Yeah, you're good.
So the Dow has hit 40,000, which is pretty crazy.
And what's
next?
That horn. Get that horn.
Okay. Yeah, there's the horn. So what's next for the market then?
60,000? No, who knows? I'll let you take a crack at that first and I'll have my comments.
Yeah, no, I think, wasn't it always like Dow 30,000? That was at one point where we were hitting that, and that was really exciting.
October at 32,000, by the way, 33,000. So you're talking 7,500 Dow Jones points since then, but yeah.
That's actually crazy. Yeah, I think the big thing was Dow 30,000 at one point. I think that was probably in 2020. We're like, whoa, we just had a pandemic and the market is hitting a new record high. So it's just funny. You can kind of... you know, over the years, you just look at a stock chart. I don't know how many people pull up a chart of this stuff, but it just seems quite parabolic, nice trend upwards. That kind of doesn't matter what's going on some of the times. Well, let's say what's next is actually, it's actually not a bad time to even, it's crazy to think of this because you want to buy low and sell high, right? Right. Even buying like stocks at this point, I would say you're not too late. I think we have another question about that, but that's kind of the concept.
Yeah, actually, we have to go to a break. Yeah, we have to go to a break. We'll come right back right after these messages.
Hey, this is Mike Bennett. I want to talk to you about Ken Mahoney and his book, Not Your Father's Retirement. There's so much going on these days. It kind of reminds you of the song by Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire, right? Russia, China, higher inflation, raising rates. I can't take it anymore. Where should you turn? Well, how about Ken Mahoney? For his book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Certainly not your father's world either. Each chapter builds on the next to put the pieces back like your father or mother's retirement was. The first 20 callers right now will get the book for free. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. This is Ken's most popular book. It's relatable and it's not filled with financial jargon to just make you more confused than you were before. If you listen to Ken's GPS for Your Finances Sunday mornings here on WHUD, this is a perfect companion to what he covers. Call for the book right now. Ken Mahoney's Not Your Father's Retirement. 845-371-0101. Here you go one last time. 845-371-0101 right now.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. So glad you're joining us here this early morning. And again, today's topic is your questions and our answers. But before we go there, we heard from Mike Bennett, our friend Mike Bennett, I should say. And he talked about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. I want to get this out to the first 20 callers today. And I know you can do it. Here you go. 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you could join us, sometimes you can't, but it's all right there in those pages, building on your grandfather's retirement, grandma, just all the great things they have like pensions, but what you can do to try to improve your results. Here we go. 845-371-0101. And you know the saying, the early bird gets the worm. That's you. The first 20 callers, and you're up early. First 20 callers will get this book for free. One more time. 845-371-0101. And we'll be with you here every Sunday morning. So if you're driving around these wee hours, chances are you may be an essential worker. If you are, you know, starting a shift or ending a shift, thank you. Thank you. And stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next called Shine On. The Health and Happiness Show is up next. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, I've called it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index report every morning around 825 after the traffic on the famous, and I do mean famous, Mike and Casey Show. And around 6:15, we got you the other way, coming home from Andy Bale Show. That's Bill Kugel of Mahoney Asset Management. He'll give you the national business news with the indexes Dow, S&P, NASDAQ did, or maybe what they didn't do. The local Hudson Valley business news that we created all right here, right here. Now, we consolidate all this information on our website at MahoneyGPS.com. Common spelling Mahoney, M-A-H-O-N-E-Y, GPS.com. Now, again, I was just on TV last week. week. So our TV appearances are archived there. Radio podcasts like we have here, they're archived there as well. Articles, newsletters, education, everything we could think of, we put it up on our website, MahoneyGPS.com. Check it out. And sign for our newsletter. It's free. It comes out every Tuesday evening unless it's a holiday. We don't bombard you with 6-7 different emails and, you know, a day. It's once a week, and we outline what's happening in the markets, and it relates to the radio show. So visit our site, MahoneyGPS.com. And we are back talking about Dow 40,000. Great that you're tuning in. But before we go to answer more about the 40,000, I do have to kind of give my son a quiz here. Oh. So when did your pop, what did you used to call me growing up anyway? I know you call me.
I think you just got dad.
A dad. Okay. So no, I guess that's more like a grandpa would get that. So anyway, so guess what the Dow Jones was when I started in the business.
I would probably guess like a couple thousand, 2,000 or 3,000.
Pretty good guess. Yeah, you really did study. And I thought you were fooling around in college. No, I'm just kidding. So yeah, it's about 4,000. So it's grown 10 times. Remember this.
Crazy.
You know, sometimes you got to zoom out, as they say. You got to look at a bigger picture because sometimes you get caught. But again, it went from 4 to 40,000 in my span of 35 years of doing this and 200 years of dog's life. You know, seriously, I mean, we've had 9/11. We've had the financial crisis of 2008, 2009 that brought banks, you know, our banking system down to the brink. We had COVID shutting down the world for a year and a half or so. I mean, we've had some really devastating things since I started in business back in 1989, Connors, 1989, 1889. And yet it's grown tenfold over time. What a great inflation hedge from the first question, tying then into the second questions. But before the break, though, you had a couple more comments about the Dow hitting 40,000 this week.
Yeah, I guess I could just lead us right into the next question. So like, why are new all-time highs actually bullish for the market?
But yeah, there's a lot of momentum, right? A lot of catching up. Yeah,
I'll let you earlier in the year. I think the S&P by February already had made like 15 or 16 new highs. You got to think about like the way that works is you make a new high, maybe pull back a little, you take out that high and make a new one. It just continues and like slowly that kind of makes that ascending chart pattern. It's very interesting why you would think, I want to buy low though, right?
Right.
If you're buying high, you might actually be in better shape than trying to bottom fish.
Yeah, they say buyers live higher and sellers live lower, so to speak. So when things are turned upside down, momentum the other way, like 2022, you can't catch your breath. It keeps going down, cascading down. So new lows make new lows and so forth. And just the opposite here, we're seeing new highs. And as I mentioned before the break, the Dow Jones Industrial Average back in October, late October, was 32,000, 33,000, somewhere around there, has traveled some 7,000 points since that time. The two biggest factors I see with different markets over the many years, and there's a lot of noise. Obviously, there's a lot of things that are going on in real time. Missiles flying around the Middle East have not escalated recently, but of course, you got Ukraine, Russia, you got a lot of bugaboos, but really market pays attention to two overall factors, interest rates. Let's say interest rates were 10%, not a good place for stocks. If you can get 10% guaranteed from the Treasury or guaranteed CDs, FDIC, why would you ever want to put money into stocks? Conversely, when rates start coming down like they've come down now in the month of May, or May flowers, thank you for April showers, delete to this, then it's less competition of stocks. And then one of the biggest things that happens, and now people can't scratch their head, especially the headlines and how we Dow 40,000 and how does it comes down to earnings, right? So if companies have good earnings and the reports for the first quarter, which ended March 31st, are roughly 8% higher than they were a year ago, that's not bad. And so those companies' earnings, if they're strong earnings, they could go in, the companies can go in and buy stock. You know, we saw that with Apple, they're going to buy $110 billion worth of stock. They could also raise dividends or start a dividend program. So when you start thinking of all the things that are going on and why the Dow's at 40,000, it's because interest rates have come down. Again, not the Fed fund rates, but interest rates have come down. Earnings were really good for the first quarter. The guidance going forward for the remainder of the year for most companies are pretty optimistic about earnings. And with these stronger earnings, buying back stock, raising dividends. And here we are, shake it all up, Connor, and you get Dow Jones 40,000.
Yeah. Da-da-da. It's funny.
No, do your horn sound. I want to hear you.
Oh my gosh. It's like, now you're putting me on the spot. Something like that.
I guess one day when I go to the contest, watch the listeners, which one they like better, Connor's horn sound or a dad's
fair, which is always fun. They have like those horn thingies there.
Who does?
When you go to the Renaissance Fair over in like Tuxedo, usually go in the fall.
Maybe you can grab one of those this year and we can use it. We're setting records.
Yeah. Those cool horns. You know what's interesting about the Dow too is in every index really, they're always changing the holdings that to make the best companies in the indexes. So that's why
I always wonder, like, if you take like 20, I'm sorry, like 30, 40 years ago, like Woolworth was in there. Now Woolworth is out of business, right? It was in there for a long time. You look at some of these companies and go back, they're not in business anymore. Like, they put a zero in its place instead of, you know, adapting and taking out kind of the ones.
Yeah, imagine. Yeah. Imagine they just left these companies in there.
Yeah, they didn't change the Dow Jones Industrial Average. So we have to go to a break, and we'll be right back right after these messages.
Hi, this is Mike Bennett for Ken Mahoney Asset Management. You know Ken, he's written a bunch of books, and one's more popular than the next. Not Your Father's Retirement, a GPS guide for financial security. You want a free copy of that book? Just be caller number 1 through 20 right now at 845-371-0101. Now, the book sells at Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but you can get it for free right now. Ken Mahoney's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, a GPS guide to financial security. The number to call, 845-371-0101. The book covers how best to invest your 401k or 403b plan. It addresses how to make volatility your friend. In the stock market, there's a lot of volatility all year round. First 20 callers get the book for free. Ken Mahoney's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, a GPS guide for financial security. Just call this number, 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS Your Finances. Today's topic, questions and answers. You have the questions? I think we have the answers. You just heard from a friend, Mike Bennett, talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. And I think you kind of get what that's about. But it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't. Each chapter builds on top of each other. And here's the phone number once again. It's 845-371-0101. It's 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here Sunday mornings. As I mentioned, but remember, it sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but the early bird gets the worm. And that's you. I know you could get it. Here it is, 845-371-0101. Not Your Father's Retirement. One last time, pen and paper together. Here it is, 845-371-0101. If you are driving, stay driving, because the number you can get the book, well, that's a phone number, but we also give the website, MahoneyGPS.com, MahoneyGPS.com, and you can sign on and get the book sent to you as a paperback or as an ebook. And of course, we'll be here with you every Sunday morning. And if you're driving around these wee hours, thank you for the work that you do. And stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next. Shine On, the health and happiness shows right after our show. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, I've dubbed it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. Why not? And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index report every weekday morning. That's Monday, Tuesday, you got it. Right after the traffic, around 8:25 on the Mike and Casey Show. We go through a whole bunch of detail on what to plan ahead for the markets. And around 6:10, 6:15 on your way home, yeah, the Andy Bell Show with our own Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management. You know that Southern charm. You've heard that before. Well, he'll give you national business news, what the indexes did, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, local business news, and the Hudson Valley Index that we created for you at home. All this information and more, including my TV appearances this past week, contributions to articles that I make and write articles, all of it appears at MahoneyGPS.com. Check us out, MahoneyGPS.com. We have everything there from newsletters you could sign up for, educational articles. It's all there on our website, MahoneyGPS.com. Before we dig into more questions, Connor, you have some more take on the Dow 40,000, 4-0, and the horn sounds and all that good stuff.
Yeah, I guess what's interesting is, I think, is that Recorder or something? I don't know how often, but they make sure that, you know, the companies that are in there have certain earnings per share, revenues, and stuff like that. So it almost is like a managed portfolio in some way. That they make sure that it's tilted to go up, I suppose, and make sure that the companies that are in there are quality.
Yeah, it's amazing. If you look at the history of the Dow, I think it was like 1890, literally someone by the name of Dow started that, you know, the Dow Jones and so forth. 30 industrial stocks that represent America. And, you know, they try to make sure they have financials, they have technology, communication, you know, different sectors. So that's kind of part of it too. But over time, like I said, maybe one of these segments kind of will pull out some of these companies that are not in Dow Jones, but don't even exist anymore for that matter.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Okay. So what else do you have in your bag of tricks this week in Dow 40,000 celebration?
So what company's earnings told us about big investments into AI infrastructure to this point.
Yeah, I'll tackle that. I'm sure you got some question, some ideas on that. So we've learned that, first off, a lot of money's going into it. It's not going to be two or three quarters, probably two or three years of this huge investment going into it. Meta, that owns Facebook and Instagram, they said, hey, you know, we're making these huge investments, but don't expect profits right away. You know, we spend $10 billion on all this new infrastructure, AI. It's not we turn it on 3 months later, we get $10 billion back. It's a longer term investment. So I think that was good. I think there's some relevance to that, to know that it's not all, you know, rose and green. But I share with our listeners, and I want to hear your take on AI. You know, we have a client actually works in this space, you know, actually hooks up these NVIDIA things and switches and conversions, and, you know, they're all warehouse, kind of boring stuff. So we don't see this in the visible eye. But what he said was kind of interesting. He said, you know, it's kind of like when consumers had the flip phones. Were you around for that, Connor, flip phones? Or you go right to a smartphone?
Yeah, I mean, I had like a slidey phone in middle school. Yeah.
Slidey phone. Okay, so you were kind of like a flip phone. I remember flip phone, you were texting and you went to letter C. You had to press it three times.
Remember you guys had the Blackberries?
You had to do a sentence, took like 45 minutes, you know?
Yeah, it did.
So we went to a smartphone, right? We're like, wow, we could do emails, we could do text and whatever you were doing, games or anything, right? But here's the coolest thing about all this, right? This is what companies are going through. They're going through the flip phone to a smartphone. That's what's happening. That's incredible if you think of it that way. I mean, that's our version of it. And the light bulb went off and said, that's exactly what's happening. These companies getting rid of the old mainframe systems, putting in these software learning, putting these things 1,000 times faster, less energy, less heat that it emits, could do 18 tasks at once, that is one task like the old mainframes. Mm-hmm. And that's why company after company is investing into it. And with this earnings to the question, earnings improved, is a lot of money still going there. And not only companies, but even countries are, you know, spending tens of billions of dollars. So again, you can't see with the naked eye. You don't get in that warehouse and click these things together, but it's happening in a real way.
Yeah. I think one of the first things that you said struck me about Meta, the market was like upset, I suppose, with their earnings because they're like, oh yeah, we're not going to be profitable on our purchases or billions of dollars of investment right away. So it ended up dropping quite a bit and the expectations were really high. It's recovered a lot since then, but the point was, they're like, hey, we're going to take some time to deploy a good amount of investment into this, and it's going to take some time to see it back. And a lot of companies right. are doing that, but it was interesting, that reaction.
Realistic. You know, by the way, I think the mid-1990s is probably the most exciting time with technology, where we all got personal computers and we got, you know, ordered in Gateway in the cow box, and we saw it. We were visible, right? We were involved in it, in Y2K and getting the printers and getting storage. And at that time, I think it was zip storage and whatever, all these things. And here we are now, another exciting time. And it's really, actually, this is very exciting, such a huge tailwind. If you're not participating in this, or you're not sure you're participating in this through your 401k, 43B, call our office. I mean, it's on there, MahoneyGPS.com. Of course, during the breaks, they tell that over and over again. The phone number, 845-371-0101. I've been on record, national TV, and, you know, all the different articles I contribute to all the main ones, CNBC, Bloomberg, Fox Business, saying this is really one of the best opportunities we've had since the mid-1990s. That's a long time ago, to see so much money going to technology. And of course, innovation comes more investment. And this is another reason why I think we hit Dow 40,000, the realization that there's a huge amount of money going to technology. We don't have time for any more questions, but one last question I have for you, Connor. So now what happens now? You hit 40,000, now what happens? I mean, what happens after that, as they say?
Honestly, so I'm going to go into a little technicals or chart patterns. What would be nice here is maybe, you know, it's kind of like a cup and handle. So we kind of build this
cup and handle
shape,
yep.
Which we have now from this nice rally the last couple of weeks after some consolidation / correction. And then we kind of hang out here for a little bit, and then we're ready to move higher after some maybe NVIDIA earnings that's coming up, or, you know, some.
So consolidation a little bit, kind of everybody takes a breather, takes some profits, but then re-energize. Hopefully the worst of CPI is behind us. Hopefully the earnings continue strong, and hopefully a lot of those new earnings are coming in from the investment into technology, which right. is in the early stages, second or third inning, according to the CEO in the video. And I hate this time that we have to leave. God, this is my favorite time of the week to get to talk to you, and all the questions come in. Keep those questions coming in, so we keep the show going, and hopefully questions that we've answered today are questions that you may have. Well, until next week, we hope you have a happy, healthy, and the prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken and Connor Mahoney. Ken is the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WHUD.com. Ken and Connor will answer your questions next week. Just send them an email, ken@mahoneygps.com, and listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 100.7 WHUD.